Because it's not enough to have clarity on your mission. You must also have a plan for action. Intent without action will not create change.
Welcome to Showing Up with Tolu Michaels. That's me. I never thought I'd start a podcast or write a bestseller, let alone lead a business that gives me freedom, flexibility, and funds. But I was willing to try. Today, I've trained thousands of entrepreneurs around the world, spoken on stages I only dreamed about, and created programs that smart people rave about without losing myself or working round the clock. That's what I want for you. You don't have to be famous, flashy, or even fancy, but you do have to show up. Because if you remain unknown, unclear, or untrusted, your influence will be limited. We can have that. This podcast gives you heartfelt conversation and straightforward strategies to show up, stand out, and share your message with the world. If you're all about making a difference while you make a living, you're in the right place. I'm grateful to be connected with you today. Let's get started.
There's a difference between getting more things done and getting the right things done. It's the same difference between living by design and living by default. You could either do things because that's how it's always been done, or that's what somebody said you should do, or that's what you saw someone else doing, or you could do them because that's what you wanted to do. My question to you today is, what's something you're doing that you don't really need to do? You don't even know why you're doing it, but you've been doing it anyway. You can live by design or you can live by default. But here's the thing. When we refuse to choose, when we surrender our ability to choose our lives, something or someone else will step in to make choices for us. And we don't want that. So I'm calling you back to order. What are you doing that you don't even know why you're doing it? What do you need to do less of right now? What do you need to stop doing right now? What are those things you're pursuing that are distracting you from why you started to pursue success in the first place? Well, it's time to live by design. And it's also time for another episode of Showing Up with Tolu Michaels. And yay! It's our 20th episode. Can you believe it? 20 episodes so far. Thank you for being here. I vividly remember when I wanted to start this podcast, all the thinking, the researching, the planning, the analyzing, and then I eventually started. I also remember that after a while, I took a break for over a year. And before I came back to start podcasting again, I learned so many lessons in that time. If you are starting something fresh or you're starting something again, you're going to love this episode. I'm going to share a useful framework that you can use to get things started. But you know what I learned from taking a pause from the podcast is that consistency is not necessarily about continuity. So in case you're in a place where you need to pause something or quit something, you have to know that it doesn't make you a failure. Winners quit all the time. You just need to know the difference between what to quit and what to keep doing. Consistency is about staying true to your values. It's about maintaining the integrity of your character. It's about doing what you said you'd do and being who you said you'd be. It's not about repeating the same activities in perpetuity because you want to just hold yourself to a standard you set at a different time. Times change, seasons change, capacities change, abilities evolve, and it's okay for your dreams, your desires, and your specific goals to evolve along with it. However, you're still going to be the same person. You're still going to have the same integrity. You're still going to maintain your character. You're still going to maintain your work ethic. You're still going to be trustworthy. That's what consistency looks like. So in the time when I was in podcasting, you know, I wasn't actually crying about it. I didn't feel bad like, oh, I decided to start a podcast and now I'm not podcasting anymore. No, you know why? Because I knew why I took a pause. And I can share with you, at that time, I had just written my book. The business was in a fabulous place. We had started a movement. Even if that wasn't necessarily the plan, it was a miracle that happened. You know, Show Up became a movement. Our business grew so fast. And I also was growing my family. And I thought, you know what? I'm expecting a second child. I've just written a good book. And the success is creating more work. Maybe I'm going to take a pause from the podcast. And yeah, that's exactly what I did. And I say that to encourage you. Seasons are different. And if that's true, your approach should evolve with each season. Don't feel bad for doing the right thing. Adulthood is about prioritizing. It's not about choosing between good and bad. It's often about choosing between so many good options. There are so many things I could be doing with my time right now. But the fact is that I have only 24 hours. So that's a lesson I learned, that consistency and continuity are not necessarily the same thing. You're still consistent, you're still capable, you're still trustworthy. You're just wise enough to know how to prioritize your time in every season. So keep going. Now back to the framework I wanted to share with you. This is the M5 framework that I use to tackle hard things, to start new things, and I talk about it in my book. You can use M5 for virtually anything: a product launch, executing a project that you've designed, a fitness goal. You can use it to get anything done. And I can't wait to share all about it with you. The first M is meaning. You see, showing up requires commitment. Every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. So it requires you to stop doing meaningless things so you can create space for the things that actually matter. So what are the things that matter? You need to get clear on what is important. Clarity about what is meaningful gives you direction, and direction leads you to progress. That's why we say clarity brings speed. So get used to asking, is this meaningful work? Does this align with my mission? Does this align with my vision? Is this important? You're going to need to create space to find meaning. Maybe you need to spend more time reflecting. Maybe you need to spend more time in prayer. You're going to spend some time decoding the meaning of your work, the significance of your assignment, and whether it's worth it to pursue these projects that you're pursuing. When you look at me from the outside, what do you see? You see a teacher, you see an entrepreneur, you see an author. But my work is more than that to me. I know the significance of my assignment. When people see you, maybe you're a relationship coach, and when people see you, that's all they see. But you know that what you're doing is to change the narrative about marriage in your generation. You know that what you're doing is to reduce the alarming rate of divorce. You know that your work will help more children grow up in wholesome homes where they feel loved, where they feel wanted. This is what keeps you up at night. That is your mission worth pursuing. That is the significant assignment. You see, when you find meaning, it wakes you up. You know that your work is important. You know that you are necessary. You know that you are a piece of a larger puzzle and you are needed here. You know exactly who you're here for, who will suffer if you don't show up, what will be missing when you're absent, because it raises necessity for you to show up as your best self in the way that only you can. Finding meaning helps you bring more joy into your work, knowing that you're supposed to be here right now doing this thing. So it's worth asking, what is the future I desire? What is the future I dream of? What do I want to contribute? What do I want to create? What's the change I'm here to make? What am I really after in life? And when you ask these questions and find meaning, the flip side is you're going to realize there's some things you're doing that you have no business doing. And it's okay. Just stop. Just stop doing them. Just stop pursuing the things that don't matter anymore. As you grow and change, your business will grow and change, and that's okay. As you grow and change, your brand will grow and change, and that's okay. As you grow and change, your goals will grow and change, and that's okay. So find meaning. The next M is mathematics. I like to do math. I studied engineering for my undergrad, and math is just so straightforward. You know that 2 + 2 is going to give you 4, 2 × 5 is going to give you 10. So if you want to sell 10 spots in your training, for example, and they have a conversion rate of 5%, then you know exactly what you need to do. You know that you need to spread the word and make sure that at least 200 people know about it. If you want to write 10 chapters in 60 days, how many words do you need to write per day? How many pages do you need to write per day? You can figure that out because it's simple mathematics, right? Exactly. So do the math to know what it's going to take for you to show up in the way that you've identified. Your work now has meaning. Well, great. So you set up a system to do the work, because it's not enough to have clarity on your mission. You must also have a plan for action. Intent without action will not create change. Knowing what's possible is not enough. It's not a guarantee of anything. When you find meaning, you see possibilities. You understand your significance, and that's a great start. But I'm telling you, every possibility requires a process. You're going to need to set up a system to do the work. You're going to need to be able to decide, what education do I require? What do I need to know? What training do I need to be the best person for this job? What do I need to be exposed to? What kind of life experiences are critical to my mission? What volunteer opportunities do I need to take? What job roles should I present myself for? What do I need to read? What do I need to hear? What do I need to see? You need to fill your knowledge gaps. You need to choose your teachers carefully. You need to identify the education that you require to be able to fulfill the meaning that you have set. You need to go for the needed expertise. What expertise is missing? What skills do I need to acquire? What technical skills, life skills, soft skills, certifications? What do I need to show up in the way that I have identified? I have set my mind on certain possibilities. What is the process that would take me there? And you definitely need to curate your environment. You see, we're still talking about doing the math. It's just about asking, what's it going to take? What's it going to take? What education do I need? What expertise do I need? What environment do I need? I remember when I was writing my book, Show Up, I brought a stack of my favorite books to the desk where I sat to write. Why? Because I wanted to remind myself of what is possible. You know, I wanted to tell myself that, look, these people did it and I can. Because you see, your exposure increases your expectation. And that's why curating your environment is part of doing what it takes to see what you've seen. You've seen it in the eye of your mind, but for it to become a physical reality, then you're going to have to do what it takes. And that's the math I'm talking about. So in curating your education, your experiences, your environment, you've put before you the vision that you have about what your life should look like. So the people that speak to you, the people you see, the places you go, they have a bigger effect on you than you could imagine. My suggestion would be plant yourself in an environment of thinkers and doers so they can inspire you to keep going. Every time we need to do something significant, we're going to need to lean on people for support. We're going to need to lean on a system. We're going to need to lean on an environment that is trustworthy. And this is the time to start to build it long before you need it. The next M in the framework is mindset. And let me tell you, whoever said success is 90% mindset certainly did not mean to create a cliche, but they did because this thing is true. When it comes to showing up, talent, skills, passion, that's a tiny part of the recipe. The rest is all about your inner psychology, how you see yourself, how you see your work. You cannot really grow beyond how you see yourself. How you see yourself and how you see your work determines what you achieve. So it's worth it to take the time to reflect on what you believe. What beliefs, what opinions, what thoughts have you formed about yourself? What opinions, what thoughts have you formed about the world? What do you think is possible? What do you believe to be true? And let me ask you this. When we talked about meaning and you envisioned the contribution you wanted to make, what came to your mind? Did you think that you can do it? Did you immediately know that it was possible? What came to your mind? Because in case you've never heard this, you can do things you've not done before. You're capable in areas you did not know existed, and you're valuable in ways you couldn't have anticipated. That's just the truth. You are necessary. The world needs what you have. But it's time for you to have a meeting with yourself to tell you that you are worthy and this work is worthwhile. It's going to take time. It's going to take resources. It's going to take your attention, but you're worth it. Your mission is worth it. Your vision is worth it. Where you're going is worth it. You have the answers to questions that people are asking. You have the solutions to problems that people already have. And the world needs you right now. So call yourself to order. Have a meeting with yourself. Write it down. Agree with yourself. This is possible and I can do it. Now, whenever you need to review your mental game, you have a document to come back to. Because at the end of the day, my friend, when we live from a place of possibility rather than a place of fear, we produce the kind of confidence that we need to take action. And this is important because I'm going to talk about taking action in a bit. When I speak with people about mindset, they often tell me, oh, it's not really a mindset issue. I'm just lacking confidence. I'm not feeling confident. You know, we hear that word confidence all the time. Most of us have something we don't feel confident about. But the good news is that confidence can be cultivated. So maybe your parents did not give you confidence. Maybe you did not grow up in an environment that inspired your confidence. And now, as an adult, you don't feel confident. But it's okay. You can learn it. You can cultivate it. You can grow your confidence. You can build your confidence. People misunderstand confidence. They think that confidence always comes before success. They think it's something you need to have before you can succeed at anything. But that's not so. With each courageous step you take, you become more confident of what you can do. Every time you show up, you give yourself confidence to show up again tomorrow. Every time you take a bold step forward, you're reminding yourself that you are capable. Every time you do things, you remind yourself that doing things will not kill you. That's why I often say that courage is more important than confidence. The courage to send that email, the courage to make that phone call, the courage to join the community, the courage to start your podcast, the courage to write a book, the courage to say yes to a speaking engagement, the courage to put yourself out there, the courage to build your brand. This is going to give you more momentum to take the next step rather than if you just sat at home waiting all day for confidence to come knocking. And the next M is momentum. Some people call this enthusiasm. Maybe you're going to call it drive, but I would describe it as momentum because it is movement and it builds on itself, meaning that with every move you make, you're more likely to make the next move. So Before you shut down for the day, pick one thing you've learned and do it right away. Give yourself momentum. You've decided on the significance of your assignment. You've done the math and broken it down into steps. You've understood the communities you need to join, the environment you need to be in, the education you need to get, the exposure you need to get, the experience you need to acquire. You have worked on your mindset. You've reviewed your mental game. Well, the next thing is to move. Move. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till next week. Don't wait till you tell your friend. Don't wait till you announce on social media. Just start. Have a bias for action. Take action. I've seen too many people say they want to do something and just never do it. People don't lack good ideas. People don't lack relevant tools. We've got technology on our side. We have the tools we need. Many are just not making the decision to take action. It's almost as if they believe that if they mess up one decision, they will mess up their lives. But that's not true. If you make a mistake, your world is not going to end. If you take a wrong step, it's not going to destroy your life. There is a time to ask questions. There is a time to get direction. It's okay to stop and ask useful questions. But I'm telling you, you need to know when it's time to leap from information gathering to action taken. You've over-questioned enough. You've over-researched enough. You're already overthinking, over-planning. You have enough information. You have sufficient information to take the next step. Please don't paralyze your dreams by over-analyzing them. Do something with what you know. There is never a time when you will have total knowledge, perfect conditions, and feel completely ready. But I'm telling you that if you don't act, that time is not even going to come either. Each action will take you closer to your dreams. Each action will teach you an important lesson. So you have nothing to lose. Even if you make a mistake, you learn. You're either going to get closer or you're going to learn an important lesson. So keep moving in spite of doubt, in spite of fear, in spite of mistakes. As a matter of fact, if you're not making mistakes, what are you even learning? If you're not making mistakes, you're certainly not moving. So please act. Take action. It might be imperfect, but please take imperfect action. Information alone will not change your life. In our community, Show Up Circle, we have a bias for taking imperfect action. And this has changed the game for so many of our clients. People are building their brands purposefully, profitably, doing things they never thought they could do before, growing their audience and moving their work forward. It's so powerful to decide that even when you feel unsure, even when you feel afraid, you're going to move anyway. When you make some mistakes, it may cause you to question your intelligence. It may question your ability to move forward. It may even make you think that maybe you're not as smart or as prepared or as qualified as you need to be. But you know this now. You know that fear is not logical. You know it's not rational. And well, that's why I would suggest that you keep evidence. When you achieve something, write it down. There's evidence all around you. You went through school and you did not die. You've gotten positive feedback from your boss. Your clients have sent you testimonials. Write it down. I keep all of this in a special folder called Happy Notes. Happy Notes are my evidence that I'm doing something right, that my work matters, and that somebody's going to miss me if I don't show up. Happy Notes are my reminder that I am necessary. So on days when I'm not sure if my work is helpful, on days when I'm not sure how something's going to be accepted, I open my Happy Notes folder and I go through the evidence. I want to encourage you to do the same because you are so capable. You can do great things, but no coach, no podcast, no book, no mentor, no teacher can help you if you're not ready to move. Inspiration is great. Information is useful. But real change will only happen when you turn those insights into action. So please, it's okay to start small while you're dreaming big. It's okay to start now. It's okay to start today. And you should. Like my friend often says to me, you cannot learn from something that did not happen. You can improve what you've done. You can change what you've done. You can optimize what you've done. But you cannot learn anything from something that has never happened. You can't finish what you don't start. And people cannot say yes to something you've never offered. So take action. Say yes to taking action. Say yes to investing in yourself. Say yes to sacrificing for what you want. Say yes to moving forward. And the last M is miracles. This is the part of success that nobody can really explain. And it's annoying when you ask someone how they did something and they say, oh, it just happened. Or, no, even more annoying is when successful people answer you and say something like, oh, it's just God. Well, you better believe it because we cannot take the credit for everything. There are things that no matter how well your plans are, the results just blow your mind. When someone decides to send you a gift, even after they've paid for your program, for example, you're like, yeah, I didn't see that coming. That's a miracle. When you get invited to opportunities you didn't pitch yourself for, that's a miracle. I do know that some of your work in the past, some of your hard work has prepared you for this moment. But you also know that you're not the only one working hard, right? So there are miracles all around us. When you plan for 100 students and you get 150, that's a miracle. And all of these examples I've shared are actually my story. Those are the kind of things that have happened to me. And I am so grateful for them. And you should be. Make a habit of recording your miracles. Open up a note on your phone. You know, call it what you're thankful for every day. It might be minute to you or it might be mighty. But if you got a result that you didn't see coming, someone appreciated you in a way that you did not preempt, or you just did better than you imagined, please write it down. Write down all those things you're thankful for, and you would see that it opens you up to even more possibilities and you'd experience even more miracles in your work. And I remember something my dad usually says. He says, remember to have fun. Remember to be yourself. Remember to keep going for your dreams. Nothing is ever out of your reach. I think that it's miracles that have helped me to really lean into that. Nothing is ever out of my reach, because I know that even if I can't create it directly, I can do what I'm capable of doing and then just watch out for how God is going to use that. You know, the idea is to think about the fact that if you do nothing, then you're going to get nothing. But imagine what you could create if you kept showing up. Imagine the business you could build. Imagine the relationships you could grow. Imagine the lives you could change. Imagine what would happen if you keep showing up every single day. At the end of the day, there's no other secret to sustainable results other than to keep showing up, to keep going. If you show up with intention, with courage, with heart, miracles await you. Yes, you're going to need to learn. Yes, you're going to need to improve. Yes, you're going to need to get better at communicating, at marketing, at branding, at everything you need to get better off. But I'm telling you that if you keep going, miracles are on the other side of that. The world will constantly throw you opportunities to give up, opportunities to say no, to opportunities to refuse to start. It will constantly throw you opportunities to lead a small life, to shrink instead of shining. But that's not for you, my friend. You were called to shine, not to hide. You were called to start important conversations, not to shrink into conformity. You were called to significance, not just to safety. And it's time to show up for that. Until next time, keep showing up. Thank you so much for tuning in today. The fastest way to access all the tools, resources, links, and strategies mentioned in this episode, and also to send in your questions, is to visit showinguppod.com. Head over there now, and we've got goodies in store.